This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. A little more now on the sometimes unnoticed voices that are part of the stories we explore here at Marketplace. There is a new episode today of a podcast called Make Me Smart that I host with Kai Rizdahl, you know, your usual guy. We've been on a little break, but we're back with regular episodes. And our guest on today's episode is Ai-Jen Poo. She's the director of the National Domestic Workers Alliance. And recently, she showed up on the red carpet as Meryl Streep's guest at the Golden Globes. It was part of a high-profile attempt to highlight the Me Too and Time's Up movement, and Ai-Jen Poo's attempt to raise attention and money for workers who play a critical role in the economy, but who often get overlooked.
Well, so I represent this workforce that goes to work in our homes every day, caring for our children as nannies, caring for our aging parents and grandparents as home care workers, home health aides, and cleaning our homes as house cleaners. And it's we call it the work that makes all other work possible, because it makes it possible for us to go and do what we do every day, knowing that some of the most important aspects of our lives are in good hands. And yet it's some of the most undervalued and invisible work in our economy. And if you think about it, it's like you could go into any neighborhood and not know which homes are also workplaces, right? They're not registered anywhere. It's not like there's a list where you could, you know, identify. And then it's also this situation where, you know, there's no water cooler, there's no lunch room, there are no coworkers, there's no HR department, certainly. And it's incredibly isolating too. So domestic workers, you know, it's a little bit unpredictable, because you might have a wonderful family who you stay with for years and sometimes generations. And then there's also human trafficking, modern-day slavery-type cases, rape and sexual assault, and everything in between.
You know, we talk a lot on this show about how the economy doesn't always work for everyone, and the power imbalance fundamentally is what allows this behavior to go on. You know, interestingly, I was just having makeup done for a video shoot at Marketplace and was talking to a makeup artist who said that throughout Hollywood, there are all of these independent women who do makeup and who have no protection and who get sexually harassed on the job all the time. And even if they're in unions, they're showing up at hotel rooms at 5 a.m. to do makeup. You know, what can be done to kind of address these structural power imbalances, and to even maybe look, get Hollywood actresses to say, hey, talk to the person who's doing your makeup in a trailer?
I mean, one of the things about our protections for workers, for working people, is that they emerged in the context of a fundamentally different economy. When we put our labor laws in place, it was a manufacturing-based economy and a nationally-based economy. We now have a globalized world, and we're in the middle of the fourth industrial revolution, where technology is changing everything. And we're just, we have not updated our policy frameworks for how we protect workers for several generations. And so there are major gaps in terms of who is protected and how they're protected. And I represent a workforce that was actually left out of the original protections. So we've been operating in this context of lawlessness for generations. And that's why I think it's women like the makeup artists, who are independent contractors who have also been left out, and workers like domestic workers, who need to be shaping the protections for the future.
How do you keep your eye on the long view ball when the needs are so instant right now? I mean, as you just said, the people you represent are not currently legally protectable, right?
That's right. There are major loopholes that millions of women are falling through the cracks of our protections at this moment. I would say, though, that every single employer has a responsibility and an opportunity to look at their own internal policies. There's nothing stopping individual organizations and companies from strengthening their sexual harassment policies today, right? And so that has to be a part of the culture and norm change in our economy.
That's Ai-Jen Poo, director of the National Domestic Workers Alliance. Subscribe to the Make Me Smart podcast and get caught up. There are new episodes coming every week.